You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, every other month, we're either letting you know about something we're doing, what we call the Great Mission or Mission New Mexico. Now, this month falls on a Great Mission month where we're letting you know about work that's being done on a global scale somewhere outside of our area, although the Great Mission could be something somewhere in America, someone sent somewhere. And we're going to visit with someone the next couple segments who felt the calling to be sent to a far-off place. We'll get to that in a little while. But let me introduce you to Cody Byrne, the leading pastor, the pastor of Tribes Church, and I'm gonna hold off on where that is because I want people who aren't aware to stay with us and hear the whole story. But to Cody, thanks for taking the time to sit down with us so the KLYT listener can get to know you and your ministry a little bit better.
Thank you so much. Honored to be here, and g'day.
Good day. There's a big hint, right?
A little hint right there.
Now, I almost want to say, Cody, to a certain extent, I watched you grow up here.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, we're broadcasting from the campus of Calvary Church in Albuquerque, and I haven't heard this, so I'm interested to hear. Let's walk through your story, but let's start with growing up in a Christian family and your path to the Lord.
Yeah, well, my parents are originally missionaries. So my father, Murray, is from Australia and a city called Perth.
Yeah.
My mom's from Corrales here in New Mexico. And they met in Hong Kong through a mission, so YWAM. Years ago. And so that's a bit of context where, you know, a bit of a wild, you know, family just full of faith and this idea of faith and taking ground for the Lord really.
Well, let me testify a little bit about Murray.
Yeah, come on.
And I love Murray. I can't imagine Murray without a smile.
True.
I can't.
He's the chief encourager.
And it's a regular thing. He looks you in the eye, smiles, and he says, "Good day, mate."
Yeah. That's him, classic Murray. And that's the father I grew up with. And, you know, my mother by his side, just incredible parents, incredible testimony. They've been married now over 30 years and, you know, four children. So, yeah, grew up in a Christian home, had everything that we needed, you know, prayer, time in the Word, adventures. So it was a really ideal childhood.
Now, where do you fall in the order?
So I like to say firstborn, bestborn.
Okay. Okay. See, I call it one of four. You're one of the born.
Oh, one of four, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of four. And my wife and I have four now, which is quite cool. But yeah, grew up in a Christian home. And, you know, I grew up skateboarding into music. So that environment, you know, it can be, I think if you're not spiritually mature, you know, and have the character, I think you tend to go with the flow. And
well, and let me put some context to that, because back in the early 2000s, right, on the campus of Calvary Church and just outside the radio studios. Now, I've been here since the 90s, so I watched that skate park get built.
Yes.
At the time, the 88.3 FM, where we're broadcasting from, really, I mean, it was MXPX, and it was aimed right at that culture.
Yes.
And we were seeing, and you were probably seeing at that age, because you were out in the park, I imagine.
Grew up at the skateboard.
Which, and when Cody says he was skateboarding, this is a park that was really nationally rated and got attention.
Yep.
Tony Hawk showed up. Mike V showed up. And some skateboard ministries.
Yes.
That's kind of an intense culture.
Yeah.
And you probably saw some of those kids come into the park. The idea was to draw kids that wouldn't maybe normally darken the doorway of a church.
Mm, yeah.
But you saw some of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we saw many kids growing up, and even some of my key friends in the church. But, you know, there's sort of that tension of you want to be cool, you want to be liked, et cetera. And I think I fell into that category. And even though I accepted the Lord at a young age, got baptized at 12, turned about 16, and probably from 16 to 20, where I like to, call my prodigal years, you know, just running from the Lord. I essentially had put the Lord up on a shelf, so to speak. And it's like, Lord, I'm going to go live my life. Keep me alive. Bless me. And I'll see you when I'm older. And as you would know, Steve, you know, the thing about the Lord is you can put him up on the shelf, so to speak, but he doesn't stay there. You know, he comes after us.
Yeah.
And so I just saw the hand of God pursuing me, loving me, extending mercy, extending grace. And the big thing in that season, that time of my life, was my faith was no longer a hand-me-down faith, but I actually met the Lord. And there was a really pivotal moment when I turned 20 and, you know, lied to my parents, went interstate, you know, was totally running from the Lord, running from my family. And I was on my way back, just completely broken, feeling the weight of my sin, the weight of my rebellion. And it was like the Lord met me in the passenger seat of my car and just had this incredible encounter, full repentance, just came back. And my parents often would leave the front porch light on and the front door unlocked. And, you know, letting me know, hey, no matter how far you run, the door's open, the light's
on. And that's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They love their boy.
Yes. Love me so much to leave the door open. So, but yeah, I came back, you know, was restored, and met my wife at 21. So after I came back to the Lord, you know, still journeying a bit of that, you know.
Where'd you meet her?
So I met her through a ministry called Young Life.
Okay.
So we met here in Albuquerque, 20 years old, I met her. We started dating that next summer, turned 21. Then we got engaged and then married the summer of 2014. So,
all right.
Just celebrated 10 years in, married, which is
incredible.
Nicely
done. Yeah. Nicely done.
Thank you.
So you grew together at that young age. So did you serve here in the States together?
We did. So we served starting at Young Life, and that was really my first interaction with the ministry.
So what was, for those not familiar, what was that like? What kind of ministry is that? Because they, you know, they've been around since the 50s.
Yes. Yeah. So Young Life is really an outreach evangelistic ministry where Young Life would take the gospel into high schools and middle schools and really would have the heart to reach those who are the furthest out.
And it's a parachurch organization.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And so those who would be running would generate their own support, you know, on staff. And so we would go into high schools, build key relationships, build trust, love and serve students. And then we would invite them. We would do something that we called club.
Yeah.
And my parents hosted this thing called club, this gathering at their property for a few years. And they had a studio out in the back, and we'd pack 100 high schoolers in there. Yeah. And no AC, no, you know, just a lot of passion, a lot of zeal. But we would, you know, sing songs. We would do creative skits. We would play games. We would interact and really try to create an environment that would allow the gospel to shine through the arts, through fun. And at the end, we would have a short gospel presentation. So this was really aimed to invite those who have no, you know, understanding or maybe, you know, on the spectrum of morality or, you know, biblical foundations, the kids who maybe grew up in the church but ran away or maybe had none of that. We would invite them in to hear about Jesus. And then we would do a Bible study on the Wednesday night called Campaigners. So it was an incredible time. We would do that. And then we would end the year with a camp experience. And so we'd invite the kids to camp. And there we'd see so many kids get saved, so many kids get baptized. It was a really incredible ministry that really, I think, taught me what I like to call a relational ministry and walking with people, living life with people, and, you know, preaching the gospel, yes, with our words, but also with our lives. And so that was an incredible ministry we got to be a part of, serve on together for a few years.
Now, hindsight, you know, and we'll get to your story that where you are now, but hindsight, do you look back and see how the Lord used those years to prepare you for what you're doing now?
Absolutely. And the way I even got into this was, you know, I wasn't seeking to serve. I was kind of the Christian who, you know, didn't really lean into serving. Yeah. You know, probably a bit of pride or immaturity there. But once I came back to the Lord, it was really this full surrender of, the prayer of Isaiah, where he said, Lord, here am I, send me. Mm-hmm. And that was a total, abandonment to say, Lord, here I am, send me. So whatever it looks like, whatever you want, this is me giving you absolute control to every area of my life. And so it was August 14th of 2012. I got a random Facebook message from a leader that I had no idea who he was, but he led in Young Life. And he said, hey, Cody, this is my name. Your sister told me that you wanted to be a leader. We're so excited. We'd love to have you. Here's the address. Show up for training. God bless. See you soon. And I'm like reading this. I'm like, who is this? And I never said that, but it turned out my sister set me up. And it was the best setup, the most divine setup. And so, I was like, I never said that. But something about this just resonated. And I felt, even in my new, legs that were just getting started walking with the Lord in this way, hearing his voice, following his word. I said, all right. So I showed up, knocked on the door. This 7-foot man opens the door. I'm like looking up at this giant. And he said, you must be Cody. And he hands me a binder. It says Cody Byrne Leadership Training.
Yeah, Young, I will tell you this, and I didn't divulge this, maybe in a past show I did. I'm a Young Life kid. Mm. I'm a result of the Young Life
alumni. Ministry. Come on.
And man, they sure seem to find a way to find those leaders, those guys.
Yeah.
That it's, you look at them, you're like, hey, coach.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But that's what this sounds like.
Yeah. And yeah. It was incredible. So I spent 6 months. This new leader, I ended up meeting my wife, Chantel. So that was August. I started October. We met at an all-city leaders meeting. Get a tap on my shoulder. Hey, I'm Chantel. What's your name? And, the rest is history. But spending those 6 months, for the first time, really being around like-minded people.
Yeah.
And being called up into the plan and the purpose of God. It was life-changing. And so that's how I got started. I look back and absolutely see God's hand even breaking my heart for ministry, breaking my heart for people. I think even I had to learn how to communicate publicly and put together little, sermons. They were 5 minutes max, and so that was hard for me.
So is there a Moses story in there, like where you were short of speech and God did a work? Or, have you always been an extroverted?
And, I mean, I love people, but I found myself really nervous to speak.
Yeah.
Just really, intimidated. My heart would beat. It's like, I don't know what to say. And so now that, I do what I do, and my primary, expression is through communication. I love it now. I don't feel nervous at all. But yeah, definitely I feel a burning bush moment where the Lord, as he told Moses, who made man's mouth? Is it not I? Go and speak. It was like, all right, well, got to be obedient.
Very good. Well, we're close to a break, but before we get to the break, I know some of your story, but I don't know all, but somehow that work at Young Life led to an opportunity for youth ministry elsewhere.
Mm.
You were leading youth at Calvary Church for a time.
Yes.
So before we go to the break, if you can just kind of move into that and maybe a little bit of what that was like.
Absolutely. So served at Young Life. My wife and I became the county leaders. And so we were leading the county, Sandoval County. So Rio Rancho and, the Bernalillo region, and just really, reaching students, reaching high schools. From there, I really thought, hey, this is it. Young Life, I love it. Youth ministry. End up getting married in July of 2014. Just a few months prior, but we went on a big trip to Australia. It's where I proposed, actually, down south in Australia. So beautiful story. But this is December 2013. My mom goes up to Pastor Skip after Saturday night service. And unbeknownst to me, again, I get set up. My mom says,
the women in your
exactly.
life.
Exactly. I'm like, I got praying women. Praise God. She goes, Pastor Skip, my son Cody wants an internship. And I'm standing right there. I said, Mom, the audacity, but all right, let's do it, And without hesitation, Pastor Skip looks directly at me and says, okay, I'll take you on. And so without a hesitation, without a doubt, I didn't know what it meant. I didn't really want it, but my mom just said, Cody wants an internship again.
Did he hand you a broom?
Pretty much. Not, well, something. It, I mean, this was incredible to see because, you know, it wasn't an internship, you know, in the skate park or, you know, anywhere else. It was a pastoral internship. Yeah, yeah. And so for me, this, you know, young kid who's only been, you know, I'm working on my undergrad degree at University of New Mexico, had no plans to go into the formal ministry, no plans to be a pastor or preacher, you know, had no idea. Got involved with Young Life, kind of stumbled into that, but seeing God's hand direct me really shows that, you know, he sees things that we don't. And if you truly say yes to his call, you'll be surprised at what he does.
Yeah. Well, listen, we are up against the break. We're going to do that. Cody, can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to come back and we're going to hear more about what God did to pack up the Byrne family and send them halfway around the world. We're going to get to that when we come back on ABQ Connect. Well, we're right in the middle of a conversation with Pastor Cody Byrne of Tribes, a ministry who you've already found in our first segment was planted in Australia. We're not in Australia yet, though. In our story, Cody found the Lord. He served in a Young Life ministry for a time. Began an internship thanks to his mother.
Yes.
And a short conversation with Pastor Skip Heisig at Calvary Church. But let's jump in there. An internship at Calvary Church, what was that like?
It was great. It was an incredible experience. Didn't know what on earth I was doing, but to see just those around me who believed in me, again, saw something that I didn't. Just very, very thankful. So I started the internship February 2014. And so I started what was called Renovate, if you remember, anybody listening, Renovate, the young adult ministry. We're at the Lobo Theater in Nob Hill. And that was with Pastor Nate Heitzig, Pastor Matt Parolo. And that was just an incredible time. So I was very hands-on, you know, setting up, tearing down, had the honor. Clean the toilets. That taught me a lot, and really enjoyed the character building that the Lord had given me the opportunity to lean into, and spent the the next few years really learning, growing in communication. Started in Renovate, then went and took over the middle school ministry, which was called Velocity at the time, and got to then lead alongside Pastor Kelly Bransford in what was. Then Vertical, and then saw...
Who, by the way, is a great musician.
Yes, great musician. Look him up. And so from there, you know, Pastor Jesse Lusco. I mean, we had so many great pastors, leaders around me that really gave me opportunity, got to learn. And really, the internship came to a close formally when I got licensed. So I went from an intern pastor, got my licensure. And then in October of 2017, got fully ordained through Calvary Church and took over the youth at the time. So that was middle school and high school. And then spent the next 2.5 years leading the youth ministry here at Calvary alongside my wife. And that was incredible. So to see, you know, just stumbling upon Young Life and being built to then, you know, in my view, stumbling upon an internship and being brought up into the pastoral ministry was just incredible. I learned so much, learned how to preach, learned how to, you know, communicate, exposit the Word of God. But I definitely found that, you know, the heart of ministry that was birthed in me, even through my life experiences and through the revelation of the Lord through His Word and by His Spirit, just really seeing my heart break for people, breaking for the city, breaking for youth. And so, yeah, it's an incredible experience. Never thought that youth would be, there'd be anything beyond youth. And, you know, youth was never a stepping stone for us. We're like, man, I'm gonna be, you know, the 50-year-old youth pastor. But yeah, never had thought church planning, never thought there'd be something more. I was quite content here in Albuquerque and, just seeing, yeah, God do incredible things. So many salvations, you know, we saw healings, baptisms. Just saw kids who, you know, on the outs, we had students come in who that night were planning to take their own lives and instead were invited to youth and got saved. And one of those girls that we saw testify of that, hey, tonight I was going to take my life, but I came and I met Jesus and she got saved. Now she's serving in the youth ministry. And it's just incredible to see. I mean, we have so many testimonies of the faithfulness of God, but again, just taking the Lord at his word and being obedient, being faithful, preaching the gospel, staying pure, staying holy, staying upright, walking. And the call is just to see the fruit has just been incredible.
Now, if I remember correctly, and I don't know if it was every other year or every few years, your dad being from Perth.
Yep.
That was a regular trip.
Yes.
I'm sure shortly after starting youth ministry at Calvary Church, somewhere, was there another burn woman involved with with getting you to go to Perth? How did that happen?
Well, we, again, leading the youth, never had any plans. This was shortly after we took over the youth. So this was... about a year in. So this is about October 2018.
Uh-huh.
I'm driving home, and this is where our story gets really supernatural. It gets quite, remarkable. I'm driving down Montaño here in Albuquerque, uh-huh. and a car pulls in front of me, and the number plate says, quit job. And, again, somebody's like, hey, quit job, go make your millions, rah, 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 But I read it, and something just resonated in me. I felt like maybe the Lord speaking, hey, quit your job. And I'm like, that's crazy. We're here. We're loving it. I go home and I tell Chantel, and just the season we had felt, just sort of this deep stirring, almost like this, in the Old Testament, how the Lord led the Israelites, pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. Almost felt like the cloud was moving, so to speak. And so Chantel, another burn woman, very much saying, hey, I think there's more. I think God's stirring. And again, I'm quick to say, no, I don't think so. But I did see quit job. And, so this sort of began this journey of praying and, not trying to rush anything, but really just going to the word of God, going to godly counsel, saying, hey, we feel like there's maybe some more here. And so that's October 2018. December 2018, we do another Perth trip. So as a family, this was just a holiday. So we spent 2 weeks and, we took then our two small kids to Perth. And when we were out in Australia, it just felt home. It felt quite remarkable. It had never felt home when we had gone growing up. It felt like this is a great holiday space. My parents would often, joke or say, we never felt like it was a real thing, at least for this season. But, hey, one day we'll move to Perth. One day we'll be here. And so to go out there and feel like, hey, this is home, to feel like things were kind of moving, it was a deep stirring. And so, to go from youth ministry to now considering Perth and considering Australia, we didn't know what it would look like. We didn't know if it was a church plant or what, but that began sort of that journey of untethering from Albuquerque and believing there's something in Australia.
All right. You ended up, I've seen I've seen it on the website, tribesaustralia.com.
Yep.
If you go to the website, you can really follow a lot of the story there, but there's a picture of you and a young family with some suitcases and almost literally, right? Yeah. You just packed what you had into some suitcases and you were on your way.
Yeah.
And so press on.
Yeah. So we ended up being in Australia. There was some statements made by some family members talking about it's a dry desert here.
Uh-huh.
We need water. We need the word. We need the word of God. And this began to really remind me and stir begin to process and pray through a dream I had in 2017. And so this was, I believe, a prophetic dream from the Lord. And again, very supernatural. It was a vision, very vivid. I was in a desert, felt the heat. There's no one in the desert. Long story short, a flower pops out of the ground. It's this very beautiful, vibrant flower, had six petals, dots on it, pink and purple, just a very beautiful flower. Comes up about 3 feet high in my dream, and water starts pouring out of it. Now there's water now forming like this oasis. There's a highway in my periphery. There's people coming from all over. There's a lion. I'm like, this is crazy, right? So it's this very vivid dream, and I'm beginning to in my dream, just understand they, I believe this is from God, and I feel the presence of God, and there's something deep happening here. I wake up and I write it all down. Again, very vivid. I can still feel sort of that heat from the vision. I can feel the cool of the water. And this began in 2017. Now here we are, December 2018, so about a year later. And to hear, hey, it's a desert out here. We need the water of the Word. You know, we need the church. We need churches out here. And that began to really stir again within us. So we get back to America. My mom and dad would often do family meetings growing up. So if any parents are listening, do a family meeting. So they call a family meeting. We open up the Word of God. My mom feels stirred to read from Isaiah 43:19. And this is the text where the Lord says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Do not perceive it. I'm making a way in the wilderness, and I'm bringing rivers or springs in the desert. So immediately this dream that I had comes to memory, this highway, this water in the desert, and this idea of a new thing. And so this began January 2019 and to April 2019 was just a very intentional time of seeking God. So we're going to counsel, we're going to the Word, we feel stirred. A church in Australia had this dream, had this stirring, a new thing. And so, you know, I'm flipping pages in my Bible, I'm closing my eyes. I'm like, Lord, you know, give me a word. I'm looking at number plates. I'm desperate. There's this desperation in us because it was very much, we felt an urgency. We felt a stirring that our time in youth ministry was coming to an end. And so we needed to receive clarity for what was to come. So fast forward to April 2019, we had just opened at Calvary Church, our Westside campus off Montaño, and we did a giant staff rally there. And one of my coworkers came up and he said, hey, the Lord, I believe, told me to tell you to pick any city and to go and teach the Word of God. And over that period of January to April, you know, people are saying, hey, just jump in the river, just trust God. Hey, if you know, you don't go, people aren't going to receive the Word. You know, all these really sort of deep, like jarring things to say, okay, all right. You know, I found the Lord often speaks through repetition. So it's repetition, repetition, repetition. I felt like, okay, you know, let's start listening in a more intentional way. So the coworker says, again, April 2019, pick any city and go. Now I'm saying, okay, all right, Lord, you know, you're saying to pick any city to go. Where do we go? End up now leaving the campus, coming back to the main Osuna. A car pulls in front of me, and another number plate says PCK000. Again, this is quite, you know, remarkable. I was very cynical at first, but again, I read this number plate, says PCK000, and I read it as PIC000. Now, I'm like, what's 000? I Google it. It's a national emergency number for Australia.
Ah.
Okay. So it's like the 911.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I read it, and I believe the Lord was saying, pick Australia. And again, just the peace of God, you know, the confirmation we felt. And there's many more details, many more things I could share in depth. But I called my wife, Chantel, and we just both felt such a peace to say, all right, Australia. But again, we didn't know what city. We didn't know the timing. Now we felt, okay, we got a peace, Australia, but we don't know where. So again, continuing to process, continuing to pray. About 20 minutes later, I come back to the campus. The same coworker walks down the stairs here in the amphitheater. And I said, sir, why did you tell me to say that? He said, oh, I just felt the Lord. So I tell him my dream. I just felt stirred telling the dream that I just mentioned. But this flower got so resonated, and I didn't know what kind of flower it was. I didn't know if it was a lily or what. So I end up Googling flowers long and short. I see the image on Google. I say, that's the flower of my dream. I click on it. It's called the Queen of Sheba Orchid.
In Australia.
And, yeah, it only grows, but get this, not just Australia, but it only grows in southwestern Australia,
okay,
specifically Perth and the northern coast.
Yeah.
And we had felt that the Lord had given us the month August. Turns out the flower only blooms in August.
Yeah.
So again, you know, all of these, you know, signs, this thing, but overwhelmingly, we just had the peace of God. We had confirmation. We had, you know, blessing of Pastor Skip and the team here. And so that began, you know, the journey of now selling the home that we owned. We wanted to leave well. You know, we needed finance. And so long and short, from April 2019 to August 2019, the Lord accelerated. There was peace. There was blessing. Sold the home that we owned. Second day on the market, all cash offer. Profited, you know, beyond what we. So
we're,
it's just
we're God guides.
Exactly. God provides.
Yeah.
Come on. So just to see the hand of God and to really provide in such incredible ways. So August 14th, 7 years to the day that I got that message on Facebook.
Yeah.
We got on the plane and we moved to Perth, Australia.
Okay. So got a couple minutes left, but let's you know, a lot's happened in the 5 years you've been down there.
Yeah.
You find a place to plant the church. So, and actually, I think even this on the website, it started in an apartment.
Yeah.
That we had like six people, but only four chairs.
Yep. That's right.
But again, you know, God does a work. And to fast forward, tribes did find a home, a church building.
Yes.
In Perth.
Yes.
And at the beginning there, briefly, what was that experience like?
The experience of finding a building was just remarkable. I mean, to show up to Perth, you know, we sold everything and all we brought was what we could fit in six duffel bags.
Yeah.
Two small kids, no job, no finance, no guarantee.
Listen, you were young.
We're young.
You're young.
You know, I think Jesus says, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not break, right? No, that's my own. But that, I mean, it's just an incredible experience of really walking with the Lord, believing, not just in God, but believing Him.
So what are we seeing happening now?
So what we're seeing happening now, you know, our church has just grown. You know, it's just accelerated, seeing the hand of God. You know, our church across all of our gatherings, Pastor Skip had just mentioned on Wednesday, you know, we're pushing just over 1,000 people, which is incredible. Youth, young adults, you know, we started a run club. We've got missions, outreaches. We're you know, blessing, pouring into the nation of Uganda, also our own backyard. We're getting involved in prisons, preaching the word of God, allowing the Spirit of God to move. We see radical salvation, deliverance, healing. So it's really, I think, you know, the best way I can describe it, Steve, is what I read about in Acts is what I see.
Yeah.
Just remarkable. You know, the praises of God's people being sung and darkness retreating and seeing territory being taken, marriages restored, marriages formed, children birthed into the house of God, into the ways of God, radical salvation. I mean, I could go on and on, but we're seeing God build His church as He promised, and people saved, healed, delivered, and the kingdom of darkness shrinking.
In the desert, the ground can be pretty hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just, hard ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the ground is in Australia spiritually is very hard, but it's very hungry.
Yeah.
So people are very hungry for truth. And we found even the way we approach ministry, there is a, you know, an amount of what I call cultural apologetics. So speaking into the culture, you know, speaking truth, speaking light. We speak often about morality and immorality and objective truth and the truth of God's word. And
you're meeting people where they are.
Exactly.
I mean, I think of Paul going to the Greeks and saying that unknown God you've got posted there, I want to tell you about.
Yes, exactly.
So using the culture that they're already immersed in to share the gospel. Any visions about things to come?
Yes. So we are currently in a facility that we prayed for, and God had provided an incredible story, multiple offers on the space, but the Lord had given it to us. And so we currently lease the top floor. The entire building, though, predominantly is vacant. So vision, we'd love to move to purchase the entire building. Big vision, we'd love to build a ministry school. We'd love to have, you know, jobs and resource. We'd love to create a hub, which we have in some scale in our facility, but an entire storefront. I'd love to see jobs. I'd love to see daycare, housing, you know, the church. So I really have this big vision we believe God's given us to create a hub for people to be sent out and sent in.
Yeah.
And so that's the big vision in terms of, you know, our hub and in our expression, but the day to day often is just, Lord, what's today's bread, and how can we continue to reach our city? How can we continue to reach our community? We have a big heart for the nations, but also for our neighborhoods. And so a big portion of our finances, we give 10% of our monthly tithes to outreach. And so we'll send missionaries out. We currently sent 6 out to across the nation to be a part of a ministry called Circuit Riders, partnering with them, getting on university campuses, preaching the gospel, seeing university students reached, saved, baptized, and sent out. And so in the coming months, we are hosting a school for all those students who have gone out, been saved to come to Perth, be hosted in our church. So we're going to do that. We got our first conference coming up in October for the church. And so, yeah, we're just wanting to serve, build the bride, build our city, and serve Jesus.
Well, if you just tuned in, we'd encourage you to find this whole story by going to the archives when we post it at abqconnect.online. But if you've been with us and God's moving in you to come alongside what's happening at Tribes, let me encourage you to go to the website. I already mentioned to you, it's tribesaustralia.com. I can't believe you got that URL. Tribesaustralia, yeah, .com. And if you, when I say sandwich on the web, it's on the top right corner, 3 little lines. It's a sandwich. Click on the sandwich, and it'll expand. And at the bottom there, you'll see give, and you can pray about a gift to what Cody and the team is doing at Tribes in Perth, Australia, a one-time gift or recurring giving. But it's a great way to support the work that's being done there. And Cody, so much appreciate your testimony, your time today. You're here on a short trip.
Yeah,
you're going to be heading back, but we're blessed to have you in the pulpit at Calvary Church while you were here.
Thank you.
And pray for safe return, safe travel back to Perth, and let us know. Let's catch up again.
I'd love to.
Let the listener know what's happening with the ministry there. I look forward to seeing what's happening there. And, you say your oldest is 8, right?
Yes.
And a girl. Now, this isn't prophetic, but I almost wonder what she has in way of a message for you.
Yes.
The next.
All the burn women.
The next burn. Yeah, you're going to have to write a book. Burn girl.
Come on.
All right. Thanks, Cody.
Thank you, Steve. Bless you.
All right. And thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.